back with the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. This is Brian Johnson. My co-host Sean Strauss is not with us today. He's spending some well-deserved time with his family on this Palm Sunday. So happy Palm Sunday to everyone who celebrates as we're recording this. But we're pleased to be joined by Tim Bender, Minnesota boxer. Tim has a big fight coming up on the April 13th card at Treasure Island. I believe it's in Welch, Minnesota, but that'll be a great event. But Tim, welcome back. How have you been?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah. We last had you, I think, in December, before the fight at Element, and so we certainly want to talk about your upcoming fight here in April. But I guess before we jump into that, I wonder if you could just update us on what you've been up to since then. I believe you had an MMA fight actually in February.
Yep.
And so, yeah, tell us, I guess, about that and just what else you've been up to.
Yeah, last time we talked, I think, was in December. Before that, my pro debut for boxing. I got the third round knockout in that one. So that was good. And then enjoyed the holidays a little bit and was able to get back in there for MMA February 24th. That was for Throne MMA in Spirit Lake Casino, which I think is Devil's Lake, North Dakota. I got a first round KO there as well. But yeah, really just been training. I kind of strung a couple fight camps together. So directly off that fight in February 24th, I just went into this boxing camp. So boxing here a little under 3 weeks from today. But yeah, really just been training, continue training hard, working, enjoying the nice weather. We got some snow coming down today, but
yeah, we do. I was going to take my son out sledding later on. It'd probably be the last chance to do that this year. So, but yeah, tell us about, you mentioned your pro debut there. That was on that Element card, Coach Q's event. That was a nice card. It's always good to get that pro debut under your belt, and even better to get the win. What do you remember about that? And can you walk us through that fight? I think you got your opponent out of there in the third round. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, I was got a new opponent like 2 weeks out. I think that's whenever we were talking. I just got my new opponent. He was 2-1, Terrence Lee. He was, pretty good. Kind of came in what I expected from the footage I saw of him. I was able to execute my game plan and was able to get him out of there. Early on, he was swinging big, a lot of big left hooks. I think maybe one of them kind of connected a little bit in that first round, but otherwise I was doing pretty well with the range. I was able to, stay out of the way of his attacks and then back him up with my own onto the ropes. And when I had him on the ropes, I was able to, work him to the body, work him upstairs with combinations. I think in about the third round, I really kind of got in my bag. My movement was really good. And I started to kind of cut those angles when I had him on the ropes. And for myself, I know when I start doing that I'm really comfortable and I'm really kind of in my groove. I was able to, I think it was a shot to the body or right hand that really hurt him. Because in the video, you can kind of see he grimaces and then takes that knee. And yeah, I don't know. He could have possibly continued, but, I could tell he was getting tired. I could tell that I was hurting him. And I was not getting tired. It was going to be, another, 4 minutes of that if he got back up. So, no shame to him. I wish him the best. But yeah, he was, had a positive record, which I think is a little unusual for a debuter. But yeah, I was really happy to get the win. It was a good win for me. His only loss before that was coming to a guy that's 5-0 now. So, I was very happy to make the debut and to get the victory, and even more happy to get the finish.
Yeah, that was an impressive win for sure against a credible opponent. And then I guess if you could tell us a little bit too about your MMA fight in February, that was, I believe that one ended in the first round, didn't it?
Correct. Yeah. That guy was a veteran. He had 5 fights, was returning off a little bit of a layoff, But yeah, went about as expected for me. I didn't really, I didn't, he didn't have any footage, so I wasn't really sure what to expect. Generally, though, when I start putting hands on people, they want to wrestle. So I was doing really well with my range in that one early on. Was really hitting them with very accurate attacks from range, and we kind of came to a collision off a strike, and we kind of got into a clinch situation where I was able to take him down, got into the mount, and then actually put him away with elbows from mount. So another good win for me. You know, you don't get paid for being in there any longer, you know, so I was happy to get out with no injuries. And like I said, now the best part about that is, you know, going into this boxing camp immediately off of that, I didn't have any injuries and my weight's already low. So, you know, I'm pretty much already on weight, ready to make the cut to 140 for this next fight. And I don't have to worry about losing weight, which is, you know, always part of a camp. You're dieting pretty hard, you're cutting calories, you know, you're running a lot, and your a focus is losing weight generally. So I don't have to worry about that. I'm eating more calories than usual. I'm eating more carbs than usual, and it feels nice to be able to just be fully, you know, fueled going into practices, and you know, be able to really put in a good effort with some of these hard practices.
Yeah, I'm sure. And as we talked about last time, I know you're one of those guys who you're careful about your diet and always in tip-top shape. So I think you said last time you maybe walk around at about 150, 155. Is
Yep.
that about right? And then fighting at
That's accurate.
140.
Yeah. 155 is about the heaviest I'll get. When I'm exercising regularly, I'm usually closer to like 152. But as I diet down in camp, I usually want to get down a little bit below 150. But I'm already there, like I said. So and I've been able to eat good. So I'm happy and I'm feeling good.
And before we talk about your upcoming fight here, it was fun to see you yesterday at the COD event, the nice big amateur show they had in Minneapolis. They always do a nice job with those events. And you were cornering a young man on that card. And so, well, I'm just curious what your impressions were of that and what it's like to be on the training side of the business.
Yeah, you know, it's reminiscent of my amateur days in boxing, which was how I came up before I got into MMA. So, it's always kind of reminiscent of that. I've been to a bunch of them now, you know, my own fights. I cornered a lot of people now, so eventually I feel like they all kind of blur together. But it was a good show. You know, I feel like they always put on a good show. I like whenever they have the announcer guy on the mic. He always just makes it kind of lighthearted and fun, and bring sort of energy to it. And the crowd was really getting into it, particularly for the COD guys that were competing. So you always love to see that, and love to feel the energy, and you know, hear the cheers from the crowd. So I really enjoy being able to coach and being able to give back. You know, it's not something that I do all the time. I used to do it a little bit more, but you know, as a professional, you kind of got to focus on yourself a little bit. So I do love to work with the guys when I can, and you know, some guys I end up working with maybe a little more than others, but I'm always there to you know, to show up and to allow these guys to compete. So we had Jessica Radke, who made her pro debut recently as well, actually, and got the victory. But I originally got my boxing coach stuff for her to compete in the Golden Gloves last year, which she also won. You know, so it's been awesome to continue to be able to give back with the other guys. And you know, our boxer didn't win yesterday, but he put on a great fight. And you know, the biggest thing for me is just I would hope that someone would do the same for me, you know. So if they need someone to just show up so they can compete, I'll always be there for them for sure.
Yeah, it looked like a kind of a tough matchup for your fighter yesterday. The other guy was pretty long and you know, kind of one of those guys is tough to pick apart, but you're right. Your guy did put in a nice effort and it's always good to see that. Hats off to those amateurs. They always put on
Yeah, they were thrown down yesterday, all the amateurs.
a
So
they
I was
were.
like, man.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that was a fun event. So tell us a little bit about your fight coming up April 13th. Promoter, I believe the promoter is called World Fighting Championships. Is that right?
Yep. WFC, yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm not very familiar with that promotion, I have to say. Can you tell us a little bit, what do you know about them and how did you get on this card?
Yeah, I know that they actually are fairly big. They're all over the United States. They do boxing, Muay Thai, and MMA. Another one of our amateurs, Riley Olhoff, he used to box but also transitioned into MMA. He made his MMA debut for them. I think that was last November, and that was also at Treasure Island. So I was familiar with them through that. And after my pro boxing debut, they had reached out, kind of informing me that they were planning on having this card and were planning on having kind of like a box heavy main card, whereas the last show was more like MMA related. And they had said that they were interested in having me compete. And so I'd actually been planning on this since, about December after my fight, or January of this year. So I was pretty happy whenever it came to fruition. And my opponent is Roman Cruz. I'm actually familiar with him. He kind of was an MMA guy, I think. And he sort of actually transitioned into boxing. He's had a couple of pro bouts now. So kind of the reverse of me, where I was boxing and went into MMA. But he actually was at my last MMA fight. They had a few guys competing, and we were on the same color corner. So we were in the locker room, and we chatted a bit. He's a very nice guy. All respect to him, and I know kind of like what he's gonna bring. So he seems like a good guy. He's a father, and I think he works hard. So it's all respect and all love for me.
Yeah, I think just looking on BoxRec, and I'm familiar with Roman Cruz too. We, I believe, had him on the podcast at one point. I think his last pro boxing fight was in December 2022. So against Ryan Du, who was making his debut, and Roman got a nice win there. So I don't know too much about it. Maybe has he been active in the MMA circuit since then, or do you know kind of
No,
what?
yeah.
Up to
I think he's been off MMA for a little while now.
okay.
He made his pro debut against Josh Clark, who I'm I've trained with and familiar with. And then fought Roman Cruz, and that's really the last activity that he had, is that Roman, or excuse me, that Ryan Du fight, which I think was probably a couple years, or over a year ago. 2022 or 2023
I said about
maybe.
2022, I believe.
Yeah, it was on the when Ignite was still having those boxing cards. So yeah, I don't really know what he's been up to since then. I'm assuming training, but we had the chance to potentially meet in MMA, and it seemed like he preferred to meet in boxing, so I'm more than happy to oblige,
Yeah, so what this should be a good fight. How do you feel you match up with him? What can fans expect in that fight?
Yeah, Roman, from the footage I've seen, he likes to come forward the whole fight. He likes to throw in combination, kind of a volume puncher a little bit. But he doesn't move his feet particularly well. I don't think that he has the best defense. I'm a little bit longer, a little bit taller than him. I expect to be able to dictate the pace and dictate the range with my jab. If he wants to lunge in, or he wants to, overswing on his strikes a little bit like he likes to, I plan on making him pay. If I had to wrap it up, I would just say that I think there's a easier way for me to win this fight, and there's maybe a harder way for me to win this fight, where I can kind of choose to engage in a brawl with him and, fight Mexican style. But Or I could, choose to kind of jab and box and move and fight at range, which I think would be kind of the easier way to win. But I honestly believe that I beat him either way. I feel like I'm the better fighter all around, the more skilled fighter. I think I have better defense. I think I have better fundamentals. I think I have more power than him. And, if he wants to just lay it on the table and go to war, I'm willing to oblige. But you know, I plan to fight smart, work off the jab, and probably catch him at some point and hurt him.
Yeah, I think you guys are always well advised to fight smart. Sometimes it's tempting to give in when the crowd, you know, you want to please the crowd, right? You want to exchange, and but you know, you've got to do what you need to do to get the win, and
Yeah.
you know, do what's best for your career. It reminds me a little bit of Sebastian Fundura, the big towering inferno, who's stepping in now to fight Tim Zhu.
Yep.
That guy wanted to just box at range. He's got such long arms. I think he could be very good at that, but he's actually willing to get in there and mix it up. So he, you know, just like you were saying, he said he can win either way. So I
Yeah.
think that'll be a good fight. But I like Tim Zhu in that fight, but you know, it's Bandura is a handful. So,
Yeah, I
but
think it maybe was better than the Thurman fight that was originally planned. So I'm
yeah.
excited to see that one. Yeah, I like Fundora. He's an interesting, you know, body type for the weight class, I feel like. So yeah, it's always kind of a, you know, fun seeing him fight. But yeah, you're completely right. He likes to mix up on the inside besides the fact that he's so long, but he's very good at it either way.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be a good one. And so we're looking forward to that. But what else? Tell me a little bit more about some of the local boxers who might be on this card on the 13th. I think they're talking about maybe Colton Warner, Corey Thompson, Gavin Hendrickson. Well, what else can you tell us about this card?
Yeah, originally it was supposed to be a pretty work gym heavy card. We were supposed to have, I think, five boxers on there, including myself. Andre Sellers was supposed to make his pro boxing debut. He is a pro MMA fighter right now, but his opponent fell out, and it sounds like they're struggling getting him another opponent. But Robbie Lloyd from Work Gym was supposed to be on the card. I'm Terrence Lee, or excuse me, Terrence Big T. Was supposed to be on there. I'm not sure if either of them have an opponent right now, though, from last I talked to them. And like you said, yeah, Leo Madell, 9-0, was supposed to be on there. Colton Warner, I think he's 6-2, supposed to be on there. And Corey Thompson, I think is 5-2, was supposed to be on there. Kind of as the three, you know, feature bouts. But last I'd heard, they were still looking for opponents for them as well. So you know, I'm not really 100% sure what the card is looking like right now. I still see these guys, you know, posting about it, so it sounds like they are planning on competing, and hopefully they find all of them a matchup. But yeah, I think Gavin Henderson is supposed to be on the card. I haven't seen any sort of like preliminary bout sheet. They've only really promoted my bout and like one other amateur bout so far. I think they were supposed to be like a 135 or 130 pound like kickboxing title fight, featuring a feat like a woman, but I'm not familiar with her. So yeah, I'm not really sure what the card's shaping up to look like right now. I'm assuming I'm not going to be the main event, but you never know, I guess.
Never know. Well, it should be the guys you mentioned. They're all it's always good to see them back in the ring, and so hopefully, like you said, they can get some opponents lined up and put on a good show there. We always want to support these local events and hope they do well and hope they keep coming back.
Yeah.
So what else? It looked like correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you might have another MMA fight coming up in July. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's looking like May right now.
Oh, I know.
May 18th. And that would be for Throne MMA again. And that one is Alaris Center and Grand Forks, North Dakota. So not quite as far as the last MMA fight, but back to North Dakota and back to Throne MMA. I have a good relationship with them, so you know, I like to work with them, and I'll fight on their show anytime that they give me the opportunity. So
Yeah, that's good. That's staying busy. You had the fight in February, April, and then May coming up, so almost once a
yeah.
month.
I plan on taking a little break after that. Not a
Yeah.
huge break, but a little break. You know,
Yeah.
like I said, when I can string these fight camps back to back when I'm healthy,
Yeah.
It really works out well for me. Like I don't have to worry about the weight stuff quite as much, and I'm still very sharp. I think that's one thing coming into this camp was, having a short fight. Coming into another camp, I basically just restarted from where I left off, pick up from where I left off. So I've been very sharp. My last sparring was incredible. Just like really, really, really technical, clean, defensively sound, accurate sparring. So I'm feeling really good with where I'm at, and we still have, almost 3 weeks. So I'm planning to just get better and hopefully put on the best performance yet.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about your team and who you've been working with, who you've been sparring with?
Yeah, we have a
Yeah.
big team, a very good team of amateurs and pros. Davey Young, pro MMA fighter, just fought last night for Art of War out in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. He won a 3-round decision. He's won two in a row now. That's three out of his last four. So, and he's fighting really tough guys, traveling all around the U.S. So, congratulations, Davey. We do a lot of sparring, boxing. Sparring, but I've been working with Andre Sellers, who was supposed to have his fight coming up. Eddie Delgado, who is an experienced amateur boxer and amateur MMA fighter, has a lot of fights. I've been getting good rounds with him. And we have Shamar Williams, Shadow, another pro MMA fighter. He's got a fight coming up. I think April 12th or 13th as well. For FAC, I think that it. Maybe out in Kansas or something like that. Mitch Wilson, he's 5-1 as an amateur in MMA. He's got a fight coming up for LFA on April 5th, so he's in camp as well. Cody Galloway is fighting for a prank pancration title. That's April 13th. I think that's Inner Strength Martial Arts. That's out in Superior, Wisconsin. Who else we have? Let me think. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of guys. We got a lot of guys in camp right now. A lot of guys with fights coming up, MMA and boxing. So getting a lot of good work in over there. A lot of guys similar to my opponent's size. I know that Roman has switched his stance at time. So I'm getting in work with both Southpaw and Orthodox fighters. But yeah, it's great, man. I love having a lot of guys around my size. They all compete around 135 pounds, 145 pounds. So we're getting real good work over there, and we're really, I think as a gym, we're undefeated in 2024 for pro fights. So and even going back into 2023, if you count my last one in December. So yeah, it's just we're on a really good stretch. All the pro guys have been winning. Everybody's feeling confident and well prepared. So it's a good feeling in the gym,
And this is work.
Yeah, work gym, yeah.
And you're out in Hopkins, is that right?
Yeah, I live in St. Louis Park, but work gym is in Hopkins, off Highway 7 and like 169, or
Okay.
Excelsior, excuse me, Excelsior and 169.
Okay. Great. Tell us about if anyone's listening and they want to get tickets, will you have tickets available? How should they go about getting the ticket?
Yeah, I have tickets for sale for sure. If anybody wants a ticket, they can reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram. That's at TBenderMMA. I'm assuming if you're watching this, you're probably a friend of mine or a friend of yours, Brian. So, but if you want a ticket, definitely hit me up. I think you can also get them at WFCfights.com, but if you get them through me, it's better.
Yeah, for sure. I
Yeah.
always like to let you guys plug that and put in a plug for that and sell those tickets. So
Yeah, appreciate that.
yeah, for sure. Any other thoughts, Tim, before we let you go?
Yeah, I think my sponsor at Brookie's Fish Market. Brookie's Fish Market is in St. Louis Park at the Texatonka Plaza. If you want any wonderful fish, sushi grade, or otherwise, or fish related products, that's definitely the spot to go. The owners, Chris and Michael, are great guys. So we like to support the community and They've been with me since day one, so I'm very happy to have them as a sponsor. They always make the weight cut and just my nutrition and health and everything much easier. So thank you to them. I want to thank you to my gym, Work Gym, my coaches, Coach Chris and Delico James. Thank you guys for all the work. I want to say congratulations to Davey Young on his fight. I want to say good luck to all my other brothers out there that are gonna have fights coming up. We're all gonna be riding into battle. So hopefully Work Gym Undefeated 2024 stays intact and we all come home with a victory and come home safe. I want to thank you guys. Thank you so much for your time always. Sad to see that Sean wasn't here, but I hope he's well. And yeah, I know, I'll catch him next time. But it was very good seeing you yesterday in person. And thank you again for
Absolutely.
setting up the interview.
Well, thank you, Tim. Good luck to you, and Sean will definitely be back. And it was great to see you yesterday. And good luck. Good luck in your upcoming fights. Can't
Thank
wait.
you.
Looking forward
I
to it.
appreciate it. Yeah, we'll be in touch.
All right, Tim, take
Thanks again.
care. Talk to
Bye,
you later.
Brian.